It's time for the Other Three Amigos podcast with Damien Sheenan, Wayne Mullins, and Declan McCormack. Three lads, one podcast. Tweet us on Twitter using the hashtag TOTAP. Buy the lads a cup of coffee by clicking the support link in the description.
Episode 32 of the Other Three Amigos podcast has arrived. A huge vortex disrupts the updates on Twitter for the Academy Games. Have we got the best Academy in Ireland? We think so. Sinking ship. Let's reminisce at one of the greatest moments ever to happen on the Forest account. Wexford, foreplay and a massive performance by all. Bolger, Coffee and Byrne, we love them. Damien is down €100 thanks to Dylan McGlade. UCD on Friday, it's time to beat a top five team. Tons of questions flying in this week. Part 7 of the quiz and a much, much calmer last words. Hello to you. It is episode 32 of the Other Three Amigos podcast. We are nearly finished and the celebrations are kicking in all over the place. Woohoo! It's been a very 32. And there's been specials. So it's like 35th or 36th time that I've had to look at these two. I will say hello to my other two amigos. Hello to you first, Wayne Mullins, tonight.
How are we, lads?
Fantastic. And yourself, Wayne?
I'm good. I'm tired. I had a big long drive down today. So, but okay. You know, I have to come back for the pod.
Delighted to be here.
Ecstatic. Every week it's just getting better and better.
And in the other corner, it's Declan McCormack.
Mr. Sheenan, how are you, sir?
I'm good. I'm ready for this. Just give a quick one as well, please. Give us a retweet on Twitter if you're listening to this right now. Literally right now, I want you to go onto your Twitter page, retweet this. Just retweet it. You get nothing but our admiration and love forever. Around the club. The women's, Cork City Women's, had no game at the weekend as the semi-finals of the Cup run. However, this weekend they're taking on Wexford in Turner's Cross at 2 p.m. on Saturday. The under-19 women's lost 3-2 at home to Piemont, which Piemont are like the big team. So Laura Shine and Bween's national hero, Lauren Singleton, with the goals. Problem with this one, one tweet given the results, there was no lineups, there was no updates. It was only on a Mayfield. There was nothing again. Speaking of nothing, we all got really, really excited as the Cork City under-19s were playing UCD. And they went 1-0 up. They went 2-0 up. 3-0 even. 3-1. 4-1. And then it's as if there was some sort of earthquake and everyone was sucked out of the atmosphere or something at the ground, because there was no other updates until a few hours later when we realised they won 7-1. So James O'Leary, Bradley Walsh, Issachar Gbo and Sean McGrath giving us the lead, and we don't know what happened after that. It's so strange. It's mad. Like, anyone know what happened?
Was it Twitter bot off?
No, I mean,
when was it, Wayne?
Was it Twitter bot off on holidays?
But like, you know, you're 4-1 up. You want to keep it going. You want to show, you know, the academy.
It's back to this consistency thing again, isn't it? Really? Becky's favorite word, consistency.
Yeah, look, I mean, yeah, it is, to be fair. I mean, if you look at our senior team and you say how many of that senior team has come through the under-19s, then people do actually at the moment have an interest in the under-19s. We have four lads playing with Ireland in Turner's Cross at the moment who, I know they're playing for the Irish under-17s, but they play under-19s with us. You know, there is an interest there. And, you know, I honestly thought the game finished 4-1.
Yeah, I did too, yeah.
You know, we were so close to actually coming on here tonight and giving the result as 4-1. And it was just, we noticed the tweet going, oh, hang on 2 seconds, they won 7-1, you know. And it's just, as Wayne said, it's just a consistency thing again. And, you know, we're a professional club because we have full-time players in the men's setup and we pay them a few quid, not very much, but they get a few quid. In every other aspect, we're beyond amateurish, you know. And this is just an example of it again.
Fighting,
you know?
Talk. It's fighting, yeah, talk, it is, from a Cormac tonight.
Let's not cut ourselves either, like, you know. And I know it's volunteers, I know this, but there's enough people at that game that you can surely say to somebody, here's the login for the Twitter account, will you keep it updated for 90 minutes, you know?
We can't do that, because let's not forget what happened nearly 1 year ago with people having logins for official club accounts. And let's just bring it up.
Is this the sinking ship?
If you don't know what happened, last year, nearly a year ago, actually, it's probably just over a year ago, the club tweeted that Darragh O'Connor had left a part of Wales, I think. And the Forest account tweeted sinking ship underneath. So
we'll stick it on our Instagram show. When
it turns out someone still had the login and used the wrong account. So I think they might just be a bit careful of giving logins to people at the moment, Declan, sinking Shipgate. Brilliant. Definitely one of the greatest things in the world that ever happened. Yeah, look, I suppose, yeah, it's not hard to get someone who is dedicated to keeping the academy updated. That's probably what it is, you know, on a specific person. Not like, here, you can have the login here and just do that. Sinking ship. So sinking ship. There, you mentioned four City players in the under 17 squad. Marco Manni got 2 goals in 2 games, actually, and his second goal. Did you see it? It was like a back heel. It was unbelievable, actually. Yeah. Lovely. Cathal Heffernan was captain in the side, I think. And they've helped Ireland to 2 wins in 2 so far. So well done to the under-17s there. And we're the only club with semi-finalists in all 4 underage cups. Under-14s play Harps. Under-15s play Derry. Under-17s play Pats. And under-19s play Bows. Is that a sign of how good Liam Kearney is doing at the academy, lads?
Absolutely. Doing a fine job, but it looks
good. Are you Pat Olin in disguise by any chance?
I'm about the same size as him, so yes, I could be.
No, it's funny. I looked at good. I messaged Pat after he was in Turner's Cross on Friday night, asking him who was he looking at, etc. And all he came back
name
to me
there,
was
like, Mal.
Yeah, I know, but what can I do? Because I just made the joke, and there's no context to it whatsoever. Like, and all, he just came back to me about the Malmo bomber and what a job he was doing in the underage section, etc. You know, so. He never answered the question I asked him, by the way, just in case anybody's wondering. But,
what was the question?
Why were you in Turner's Cross, Pat?
Why were you in Turner's Cross Friday night? Mm. Who were you watching?
He was there at Caulfield, wasn't he?
He was there with John Caulfield, yes.
Yeah.
Isn't he an agent with Caulfield, isn't he? I believe.
Haven't a clue.
He does some work for Galway United. And, you know, I presume when they were both there that they were looking at players. Pat told me that they weren't. But
well, he's only going to tell you.
you know.
Of all people.
Well, Jacqueline, I'm looking at. Of all the people. That's so. Like, the only club with semi finals in all 4. So, fair play to the academy. And obviously, Liam Kearney's doing a serious job. Yeah, Liam Kearney's doing a massive job there. The Drive for 2K, and we'll keep you updated on this. Tickets are still on sale. So, they're now on sale. And we've just put a link on our one, toetap.ie. Up the very top of that, you'll see. Drive for 2K tickets, and we have now announced that the Breast Cancer Ireland are the official charity partners for that, so all profits will go to them from the game. And there's a lot of buzz around it, actually. Loads of people were telling me on Friday night that they're bringing people and they can't wait for it and what's the plan for it and stuff like that. So it does look like there's a lot of people going ahead to this. 2,000, I'm getting worried, I'll be honest. I think I was kind of going, oh, lads, why didn't I just say 1,000? Why? Like, why?
I think we get more than 2,000. I generally think we're going to get more than 2,000.
I'm starting to get worried. I'm starting to get worried, I can tell.
Why, though? Have you bought your tickets?
Not yet.
This is the issue. Like, have you bought your tickets, Decky?
No, I haven't.
I'm just counting all the facts. I'm not sure how many...
Yeah, I'm not sure how many I need yet because I'm still waiting for all the
family
members.
This is the problem
we're
going
to
have. If you're going, buy your tickets early. Don't wait for someone else to just buy them. This is the problem that could possibly happen.
Hang on a second. Do we have to pay after all we've done? I'm only joking.
Give it to charity, you miserable.
I was expecting on co-coms with something on the day or doing something before the match as a media partner. No, I will. I do not. I actually went in to buy them on the map, and then I saw there was just like one little footprint, and I was like, And then I was like, okay, I'll come back. It's on reserves. I haven't bought it yet.
Let's clear this up now. It's open seating. So there's no map. There's no pick your seat. There's none of that like there is for the men's game. By the time this game comes around, the rules and regulations will have changed. So this is just buy your ticket and you can go in and sit in any seat.
There you go. The Corner Flag, though, have spoke with me on Friday night. They're going to offer a massive deal as well. So they'll do a deal on the day, 4 pints finger food for €30. And he will donate €15 of every one of those packages to Breast Cancer Ireland as well. Okay, so that's what the guys in the Corner Flag will do. He's going to, and I said, do you have to be there for the match? He's like, he's going to do from 12 to 6 kind of thing. So you could, and I'm not saying go in and watch the Manchester Derby first, but you could go in, get your pints, your finger food, and come into the match then. Fair play to Stephen and all the gang in the Corner Flag, and we'll have some more information on that. So every €30 package bought, booked in, he'll donate €15 of that to Breast Cancer Ireland. Hello, Declan.
There's going to be an edit here now. You can see already.
Point of order. I'm just wondering, will those sitting in the Corner Flag availing of this deal be counted as part of the attendance for the record?
I think we'll have to.
Unless he buys a ticket off us, which he could do. He could buy a ticket off us and then those tickets can
cancel
get
as a ticket.
To the pub.
Yeah, perfect. So we'll sort something like that out, so we'll make sure. Yeah, we'll make sure we get something like that on. Okay, so fair play to the guys in the Corner Flag and they're offering that deal on the day of the women's match. So spend 30 and you know there's 15 of that going to charity, which is very, very, very good. Yes, well done. Right, okay.
And the other 15 goes to you then for your promotional work, is it?
we will be in the Corner Flag on the 29th of October, by the way, just before the Galway match, from 6 o'clock. On the Friday until around 7, maybe quarter past 7, before it gets really, really busy, we'll be upstairs doing the pod live. Oh my God, it's going to be so good.
Will you be signing pictures and posters and
not
shirts
a body, yeah.
and
pictures
things like
and
that?
Posters
or?
And all that boobs and all that stuff. Yeah, yeah, my own boobs. let's crack on! Is Liam Bossin?
The Dutch
Press Division.
Come on.
There is a small time on that, actually. It was pointed out in the forums, and yes, a DJ will hear it, that second Is Liam Bossin does kick in slightly too late. So I do have to re-record that. As an extended version. Now, oh my God, Liam Bossin. It was everywhere. Our Twitter inbox literally exploded. Wayne. Tell us what happened.
He scored an own goal. And then got booked for calling the linesman away.
But that was the week before. I thought. It was October 3rd.
No, it's this week.
You sure? Because I thought he had done that the week before.
No, but he got booked this weekend too.
Damien, what are you at like?
Someone on Twitter is obviously...
Are you ruining something that could be...
I'm telling you now. Have a look.
Do you want, right? You do Liam Bossin. You know, you do it. I need you to.
No, do you know what now?
Is Liam Bossin the first Dutch First Division?
I don't know. So he scored an own goal and then he got booked for calling the linesman a...
Allegedly. You see, if we had him on sometime, he could clarify all this, but, you know.
Hello, it's me, Liam Bossin. Yes, hello, and welcome to the other three amigos podcast. I would like to clear up this. I did not call him a f***er. I don't know why I'm speaking like this now. I'm talking kind of German and Belgian and Chinese, and I don't know what is going on, and I'm kind of a bit ambrosia cream rice now. But anyhow. You can hear my impressions are amazing. So
are you just going for the full comedy effect this week? Is it, or we'll stay away from the football and just go 100% comedy
should
podcast?
Be anyway, to be honest.
Well, after the doom and gloom that you caused last week, even someone said it. I was out having a jog, listening away, having so much fun. It was great. And then I heard last words, and the doom and gloom suddenly came over me.
But Damien, when someone talks shit, like you have to call it out, you know.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Okay, so did they lose in the end?
They lost 1-0.
They lost 1-0 due to the own
goal. But this is what happens when you've got a shit manager and 11 frauds, 10 frauds, and one top-class goalkeeper. So, yeah, look.
Right, okay. So, is he boss in the Dutch First Division this week?
He's boss of Holland.
He's boss of Holland.
Yeah.
Are they bottom?
You'd have to look it up. Not for me to say, really. Like,
he's great. He's great for giving us the old updates, isn't he? Anyway.
No idea.
It's Liam Bossin. Is Liam Bossin.
Greatest.
Is Liam Bossin. The Dutch First Division. Come on.
Actually, here's a question for you now. So the night that we do this live thing in the
I'm
going to
sing
flag,
that live.
I was just going to ask, yeah. So when this is played, are the two of you going to belt up?
Absolutely, you can't not. It's cool. One of the most catchy songs ever. Like it goes.
I said by half seven, be demented. We'll be singing
it goes through, goes through your head. Like right, okay.
Tommy Watch with Ivan Drago on the Other Three Amigos podcast.
It's been a really quiet week in the Kremlin, actually. Not much going on in the Tommy Watch section of it. The club are up to the new Corky camps have been announced at Musgrave Park. And so they you might remember the Junior Academy, actually, which was the Junior Academy. And I did notice they mentioned that in the program. It was just that the academy will give players the opportunity to train under the Cork City FC umbrella. That must be one big umbrella. Well, I'm bumped. while at the same time being free to play with their local schoolboy clubs. Yeah, until we decide to take you from your schoolboy clubs, boys. so there is a new Corky.
That's the way it should be. There's a pecking order and everything, like.
No, but yeah, it is tough on the schoolboy teams.
It's tough. Deal with it. The same way. What do you call it? The cycle of fish or something? Or what do you call that thing when the fish eat the fish, the bigger fish, and the bigger fish eat the smaller fish? What's that called?
Circle of life.
Breakfast.
No, you know the little diagram you had in the school, and it was like the small fish, the big fish,
the food
fish,
chain.
And the sharks. That's what it's called.
the food chain.
Ours is...
Or the cycle of fish, whichever you prefer.
The cycle of fish, yeah. That's what, but yeah, we're the same for the UK and Europe, like.
How do fish cycle? They clearly have no legs. Anyway.
I'm trying to come up with a fish... yeah, okay.
Look, Deck, you're cladding me now by will you go away with that. So the Corky camps are in Musgrave Park. From five, sorry, apologies, my dog has gone crazy there in the background. Open for all ages, boys and girls, between 5 and 14. One second there. Anyway, between 5 and 14 years old, boys and girls are available. Can't be available for selling kids again. Boys and girls... Boys and girls, it's available to all boys and girls aged 5 to 14.
Who are you making the call again?
Anyway, so that's the Corky camps. Also, there's been a working group of Forus. So you might remember back at the AGM, the Forus group, the working group was set up. And it is now, it's kind of published in the program, actually, last week's program. And I'm just going to tell you what it said, basically, once I can find the page. So there's a Forus group now. It was for the new vision for Forest. John Paul Clifford, board member, and Forest volunteers Ty Daly, Noel Dempsey, Brian Fitzgerald, Colin Kavanagh, Jolie Og, Sean O'Connell, and Niamh O'Mahony will organise a town hall style meeting at which proposed motions will be presented to Forest members for their consideration and feedback. This meeting will afford members to the opportunity to hear proposed motions, the thinking behind them, and the chance to give their views and any further suggestions they might have. Followed the meeting in EGM, and it's all in the programme if you want to read up more on that. But they have a questionnaire went out to Forest members the other night, and now it's available for the public. If you want to go onto the Cork City FC Twitter, you'll find the link there for us. Some questions in there, like, it kind of wants you, what's your expectations of Forest? Has Forest...
2 seconds on, Damien. You proud. Do realise there's two separate surveys, yeah?
Well, the Forest one they put on... One, no, no, I, this is the one, yeah. So this is the one, actually, that was made public about... 15 minutes ago on the Monday. So it's on Twitter at the moment. And there's a lot of questions that are quite similar to what was in the Forest one, actually. So it's kind of, it's a supporter questionnaire on Forest. That's the one they put up on Twitter. I hope they haven't put the wrong one up on Twitter. it was there a few minutes ago. And also I could tell you that there is a new jersey coming out. And it looks like it'll be out next month. Actually, it could be the end of this month. A brand new jersey. I'm all excited about that one. And the clue was white with red stripes. And that's all it had, a little teaser. Did you not see that?
No.
No, it's in the program as well, didn't actually.
Yeah.
Nice,
but if we're
between Dark Horse with the program, aren't they?
I'll show you with the program
what
here.
They call them?
Where's it going?
Is it a new away jersey? So
that's all it is.
It's a white jersey with Adidas stripes. So basically,
I don't know. Well, that should be green, isn't it? They can't go with white home away.
Well, no, that's what I'm asking. Is it a home? Is it an away jersey or is it a home jersey?
Home jersey. It says in the program it's a home jersey. So it's a new home jersey.
Oh, it's probably
I can tell you, we finalized deals of our 2022 home partner, Shortwood Partners and McKeever. We hope to release the kit next month and hope it will be popular with supporters. That's what it says.
Green and white kind of Arsenal kit?
Who knows? Anything else you want to pick up on there, lads, before we move on?
No, I don't think so. I think we covered what we wanted to cover.
Wexford versus Cork City on Friday night. You might remember. Okay, so I got a new app, lads. It recorded my dreams on Friday night. Okay, I had the most vivid, strange dream. Do you want to listen to them? Have a listen to this. 4-0 Cork City. Under yours, the charge.
Crowley looking for McGlade. Now he finds McGlade. Here's Dylan McGlade. Still McGlade. He's going to fancy this himself. He shoots. He scores. Dylan McGlade, we said it, Phil. We said he would probably get one tonight. And adds a fourth goal for Cork City here.
4-0 Cork City, under yours, the challenge.
He shoots, he scores. Dylan McGlade. And adds a fourth goal for Cork City here.
4-0 Cork City, under yours, the challenge.
Dylan McGlade. And adds a fourth goal for Cork City here.
Sound, Dylan. Last week, I said, 4-0 Cork City, 100 euros for charity. And I'm not going to lie, I completely forgot about it. I kind of forgot about it until people started saying to me, I'm sure you're going to get caught for 100 euros there. So we did, it was 4-0. We tweeted the score of the fourth goal. And guys, he's the first player to acknowledge us on Twitter.
Isn't that amazing? Good man, yes. Dylan.
But it was for charity.
It doesn't matter. He did it. He actually responded to us and even quote tweeted us.
Yeah.
He got the fourth goal. We donated 100 euros to Pieta House, which was his charity choice. I'm not going to lie. I was raging, lads. I'm like, I couldn't remember what I had said, and we were trying to listen to the, I was like, where are the predictions? And I couldn't find it on the pod. I forgot they were at the end because we forgot about predictions. But sure enough, someone on Twitter, I think it was Chris Smithers, thanks very much for reminding everybody about the 4-0 charity bet. So yeah, sound. Anyway, 4-0 on the pitch. The formation went back to 4-5-1, 4-3-3. Key and Murphy up top. Bennon on the bench. Kennedy and Bargary wide of Murphy. Decky, how do you think Sean Kennedy played for a start?
Very well. Very well. I thought he was excellent. He was second half. He was playing right in front of me. You know, I was sitting in the lower Donny Ford. His feet are lightning fast. I didn't realise how quickly he moves the ball. You know, how quickly... he drops his shoulder and just moves the ball, and he was very. I mean, he could have had a couple of goals himself, you know.
He did have one miss, I think. He probably,
two shots on target, if I remember correctly. The keeper saved both of them, but I thought he played very well. I mean, we talk about, you know, Dr. Pat and John Caulfield being there and whatnot. You know, to me, when I was sitting in the stand and I knew they were there, I was thinking, Cian Bargary, Sean Kennedy, they missed out on Cian Murphy, but we know they had a good go at getting Cian Murphy, you know. So When you look at the others, who they might be interested in, obviously Coffey, Bulger, if they're available, but Bargery and Kennedy would be the two that I would be kind of going, these are the guys we need to tie down, and we need to tie them down pretty quickly now, you know, before things get messy.
On the stream, Wayne, which player stood out? Like, which player on the stream? Because at a live match, it's different and stuff, but you always on the stream, you'd always kind of pick out a player. Like, which player, what couple of players stood out for you on the stream on Friday night, Wayne?
It's the same players every week. Like, you got Bargery, you got Bargery.
I don't want to hear McGlade's name ever again, I'll be honest.
Well, no, he's on my mind now, you see, because in fairness, he did message us, like, and I think he should be MVP every week now. We should. Fake it.
But, so you reckon Bargery again? Is
Keane Murphy, Gordon Walker, it's the same three or four lads. Coleman, Hakkinen played well, but he didn't really stand out, like, I thought about it after. But, they all played well. Like, we all played as a unit again this week. And it was just, I was very pessimistic going into it. I thought we'd actually lose it. But we knuckled down and we nailed it. We got the 4-0 win. Job done. It's a shame it's come too late. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So Jack Walsh. No Jack Walsh again. Yeah, we don't know what... No mention
of him. He's gone, I'd say.
Do you think he's gone, Wayne?
I'd imagine he is. I don't think he fits into our formation or the way we play, you know? He doesn't fit into it. We're kind of a play with the wings, get the ball in the box and quick and fast. He's more of a kind of a one-touch... Lay it off, you know. I don't think it fits into what we want to achieve.
There's a serious amount of youth coming through. Bulger, Coffey again, you know, really, really strong midfield. Declan, how important is us to try and keep Barry Coffey and Aaron Bulger next season?
Massively important. Hugely important. I mean, Wayne went through a list of players there and somehow never mentioned Aaron Bulger for the other night, you know. And Bulger was... Jesus, he was magnificent the other night, you know. Absolutely magnificent. Now, I know we're playing Wexford, and look, we were both very, very fearful of the game last week, and I have to give the players credit. We said if their attitude was in any way off, that we were fearful Wexford would beat us. Jesus, 5 minutes in, you knew Wexford weren't winning the game, you know. We were at it from the word go, and that's fair play to the players, you know. You know, I think we should acknowledge that and have done so, you know, that they were just, there was nobody taking their foot off the gas, you know. Bulger was excellent. Hakkinen had a very good game and people were on to us that Hakkinen should have been in the four for the MVP and the rest of it. Hakkinen played very, very well for a guy who's missed, what did he miss? Was it 10 games or something he missed?
He did, and
this is going to sound like I'm bigging him up again. Jack Doherty gave Hakkinen plenty to think about at times.
Do you think he did? I was actually watching him because of your horn for him. And I didn't think he was that good. I genuinely didn't. I was watching out for him. And I thought he was just flapping his arms all over the place. I didn't think he was that good.
They didn't have much ball, but any ball that went up to him, for a guy who's about 4 foot nothing, he held the ball up. He held onto it. Hakkinen fouled him 5 times in the game. He got them up the pitch as best he could when he was the only, you know, when they were down to 10 men, and it wasn't his best game, but I was impressed by him in terms of his ability to get the ball, hold onto it, and draw a free kick that just took the pressure off his midfield and back four for a little bit and gave them a chance to get out, you know. And I think, as I said, Hakkinen played very, very well, but I thought watching the game that Doherty was giving Hakkinen plenty to think about, and that's to me why Hakkinen didn't end up in the four. But I know lots of people disagree with me, and probably rightfully so, you know. But that was kind of
a number of players could have got in that list, 6 or 7.
It was an all-round team performance. Like
it was fantastic. Even four. Harrington was more assured this week than he was last week.
So we had 20 attempts on goal, 9 on target, 4 goals. Wexford had 0 shots on target for the second game run. Was it complete domination for Cork City? Like, was that total domination, Wayne?
Sure, it's easy to be total domination when you've nothing to fear. And there was nothing
to fear in reality. Why can't we go into every match like that? Like, why, you know, why can't they go for next season? Oh, it's all about building.
We have to next season. There's no choice.
It's all about building.
There's no choice next season.
I didn't.
Sorry, Damien. That's the thing. You hit on something very interesting there that I was going to say later on about the UCD game. We went in, and as I said, after 5 minutes Friday night, it was absolutely, you could see clearly, we were full of confidence. We had no doubt that we were the better team. We were going to win the game. We should be taking that same mental process and that same attitude onto the pitch away to UCD Friday night. But there's part of me that says we won't, because we may have this mental block about playing teams in the top five, etc. And the results kind of point towards that as well, and that we've done so poorly against the top five. And you look at it and you say, look, in terms of ability to beat the top five, there's no question about it. We do have the ability. So then is it a mental thing, you know? And I just hope in the last two games against UCD away and Galway home that we push past that mental aspect, if it is a mental aspect, and just go out and win the games and win them well. And just,
you know, I think, you know, what we're missing is a few experienced players with, like, in their 30s who can shore up any issues that the players are having after, you know, if they're freaking out on the pitch mid-game or something. A few players we can grab from the Premier Division for next season and just kind of mould them into the squad with the young lads.
Listen, while Stephen Beattie was brought in front of this year to be a voice, and I think even though he hasn't played much, he's been a big voice. And even Garrod, I suppose, hasn't played much, but again, big voice for the young fellas. So there's a few of them there, Mac McNulty, and even, I suppose, even Kean Coleman's one of the more experienced players. So we've got a couple of them who are there already.
Let's get a couple more, Damien.
You want some more?
Get more. Why not?
Okay, that's okay. So I watched the game from the corner flag, actually. I didn't actually go in because the two tickets that we had for Toetap were used when I went to use them. So I watched the game from the corner flag because the Eventbrite link had been taken off by the time I went to buy some tickets. So I watched it. So I didn't see the sending off. Wayne, you might have got a better view of it. Did you online, watching it online?
Yeah, it was a sneaky kick at the end. You could see it.
And was it Bargrave went down? Did he play to get the red card? Is this the type of play we were talking about at the start of the season?
No.
It should have been. I thought it should have been a free out. Your man kicked him then, like, and it was blatant, so he had to go. That's what I thought. Okay. I was looking first going, what's this for? But then you look at it again, you can see there's a little kick at the end.
Yeah.
Okay. So I mean, it was 100% red card, yeah.
It was probably right in front of where you sit, Declan.
No, it wasn't. It was at the other end. Down. I'm near the shed side. This was towards towards the St. Anne's end. But I mean, when Wayne is right, when you look back, he kicks Larkin Fisher, kicks him in the head. He kicked Barry Coffey in the head, like. And to be fair, it was the linesman called it, and the linesman sent them. You know, obviously the ref sent them off, but it was the linesman's call. The only thing on it was, I thought it was a little naughty from Coffey. I thought Coffey's initial tackle was a little naughty. I don't know if Wayne took any notice of it or had any thoughts.
I assume it was a free out, regular foul.
It was a free out, yeah, but I don't know. Just one of those where it's kind of going,
what did he do? You kind of say,
I know, I just thought he was over the top of the ball, like, and caught Larkin Fitzgerald, and that's why Fitzgerald went down and then kicked out at him, you know?
Let's have a look again.
I have no say on this because I didn't even see it. I just thought this guy.
Because we know you didn't see it, yeah, because you were in the corner flag.
The only person who watches matches is Decky, like, to be fair.
I was destroyed at this stage. Like. But I do remember when that fourth goal went in. Come on, City, get a five. I was raging.
McGlade's chance from the penalty spot afterwards, he deliberately put that over because he knew the 4-0 was.
And I did tweet it. I bet all the Cork City staff, players, and BOM were delighted that there was a fourth goal. Like, yeah, you and your big mouth. There's no more charity bets, I can tell you now. I'm done. I'm out of charitable donations. Okay.
The other three amigos MVP.
So at about the time when you were deciding MVP, I was knee deep in Jaeger, speaking an unmerciful amount of shit to people inside the corner flag. So I completely forgot about the MVP and everything. It was like, I think I might have put into the WhatsApp group MVP, and that was it for the rest of the night for me. I think I just disappeared. The four nominations that were put up were Cian Murphy, Aaron Bolger, Cian Bargrave, and Gordon Walker. I can tell you that Gordon Walker came in at 12.9%, Cian Murphy 14.4%, Aaron Bolger very close in 32%, and Cian Bargrave in 40%, are one of our highest votes amounts as well, actually. 201 votes came in on that one. Some comments underneath. Paul Hakkinen deserved to be nominated here. I'd forgotten how good he could be. Said John Sullivan. Where's Byrne? I love defensive midfielders. Lots of great performances. Hakkinen and Hurley stood out for me, though. Bulger all day long. Unreal. An honourable mention for Kennedy. And Kevin O'Connell mentioned Coffey as well. So again, we did say that. There could have been 6, 7, or 8 people, basically, on that. And what I remember, it was a very, very big team performance. So yes, you're happy with Bargrie, guys?
No.
No? Yeah. Declan. No.
Bulger was man in the match.
He wasn't in your eyes. He was not by country mile. Would you stop?
That's not in any way running down Keen Bargrie's performance.
You just said by country mile. That's running someone down, I'd say.
It's not running somebody down. It's just saying Bulger was very, very good.
Yeah, he wasn't by country mile.
Yeah. Oh my good God. Sorry. I think Aaron Bulger was man of the match.
Okay. More valuable player, you mean? Huh? MVP, you mean?
MVP, sorry, yeah.
MVP, not we don't use the word man of the match.
Not MOTM, sorry.
I'm not going to give an update on how that is going, okay? So there are 2 matches left. I'm not going to give an update on how that's going until before the Galway game, okay? So we're going to keep that under wraps.
Done.
One word answers. Now, Colin Bobbs, you might remember Colin Bobbs, who would have been very vocal in our, would have been very vocal, basically, in our one word answers. Kind of cornered me basically in the corner flag and said, I want you to call it the Colin Bobbs word of the week. Which I'm not going to do. Like, we'll just pretend. There you go, Colin, the Colin Bobbs word of the week. So I said to him, do you want to record your word of the week? Now, this was recorded at approximately 11 o'clock in the corner flag. Colin, for some reason, believed that he had to shout into the microphone. This is what it sounded like.
Spunk bucket.
That's the Colin Bobbs word of the week. I know, and it's like
spunk bucket, spunk bucket, spunk bucket.
That's his word of the week. So the Colin Bobbs
spunk
word
bucket. Come here. I think we're marketing this pod completely incorrectly. You know, it should be marketed as one alcoholic goes out on a Friday night and then asks his 2 buddies about the match that he's supposed to have watched. You know.
I'm done. No, I'm done drinking now with him. I'm done. You said that was.
This is the fourth time in the last 2 weeks. drinking. Though.
No, because Friday night was obviously on the 29th. We're going to be recording our. I'm not going to be drinking that night because I'm going to have all my equipment with me and stuff. So there's no drinking that night. So that was the. Yeah, but I won't be because I'll have all the stuff. So that was my last night out for it. So that's the reason.
Hey, I've lived home.
That's the reason. I'll give you all the time. I'll be driving on today. One word answers. They were popped up at 9:10. €100, Damien. I see what you did there. Forward, moist. Foreplay for next season. Wexiting. Demolition, rewarding, enjoyable. Flat track bullies. Zashluheni, which I haven't a clue. I don't know what that means. Thanks, Jamie Feehily, for that. Free shot. Yabba dabba doo, snug. Forewarned. Well done, Kian. I like the foreplay one, lads, because it's like foreplay, as in like we're fondling the other teams for next season. And it was 4 goals. Like, I mean, that is good. Do you like that one, lads?
Colin Bobbs won, like, it's the winner.
Spunk bucket.
Yeah, spunk bucket.
Spunk bucket.
That has been our intro every week. We have to have it in the intro.
I'm going with Carl McGlade's foreplay because, like, just
Carl McGlade?
Carl McGlade, yeah.
Is that Dylan's brother or something, no?
The clue? Just Carl McGlade?
His father.
Well,
is it?
Fair play.
I think, anyway, yeah.
Okay, Colin McGlade. But they're going for Colin Bobbs. Colin Bobbs, word of the week. You've won the Colin Bobbs word of the week. Congratulations, Colin Bobbs.
Spunk bucket.
Right, okay. It is the end of part one. We're going to be back in part two. We'll take a very brief look at the UCD match on Friday night. Part 7 of the quiz. Good few questions. And last words. Oh, dear God, help me, please. We'll see you in part two, Toe Tapper.
MSCCasino.com, Ireland's new and exciting online bookmaker and casino. Sign up today and see what lies in store for you. You'll find a wide range of markets on a huge selection of sports from across the globe. Play for fun and rewards at MSCCasino.com. Please gamble responsibly. 18 and over. Visit gambleaware.ie.
Welcome back, Toe Tapper. A big thank you to MSCCasino.com, as always. We're very grateful for the partnership that they've given us all season. And of course, anyone that has purchased us a coffee throughout the season, thank you so much for that, and any sponsors that we've had throughout the year. Okay, this Friday, we'll play UCD away in the Belfield Bowl. So far, the games have been absolutely terrible. It's been two draws, nil all and one all. Ooh, they've been great. I can tell you, in a Jeff Stelling moment, that we've played 34 matches between UCD and Cork City. UCD have only ever won 6 matches. Cork City have won 21. 7 matches have ended in a draw. And on average, both teams scored in most games, and there's been over 2.26 goals per match. Those stats were clearly written before the season, because this season it goes against all those statistics. Decky, the season's over. What do we want from UCD on Friday night?
I just want to win the game. I just want to win the game and see. Like, I'm obsessed with beating top 5 teams. We won one game in 13 against the top 5. I know I keep going on about it.
Do you ever think maybe it's people like you that put it into their brain that they haven't beaten the top 5?
You've got a point there, Damien.
Yeah,
we could be stuck in this division.
They all listen to this podcast. Like, I mean,
and they're listening, going, lads, we've never beaten a top 5 team. I mean, it's there. It's in my head. I blame Decky,
the Oracle.
Yeah, there's a few of them blaming me for things anyway, I think. So, you know, that's.
But like, we can see McGlade starts on the bench again, didn't he? Do you think he's going to start on the bench this week, or do you think Healy's going to go with, like, again? He's going to go with Bargery. He's going to go with Kennedy. He's going to go with Murphy. Do you think that's going to be? He's going to stay with the same kind of lineup as he had on Friday night.
He has to go with Kennedy. He has to. They said last week he has to give Sean Kennedy the 3 starts. He might swap the strikers. He might decide to start with Bennon instead and give Cian Murphy a rest. Who knows, you know? But I think they'll largely be pretty much the same side as that as last Friday night, I'd imagine, you know? Maybe he gives Garrod a run. Maybe instead of Alec Byrne or something, you know? But then the other side of that is you could say that he knows exactly what Garrod and Stephen Beattie bring to things so that he doesn't need to give them a run. Was it interesting that the only 2 outfield players who didn't get on the other night were Beattie and Garrod? Mm-hmm. Or is there no significance to that at all? You know, I mean, you can talk yourself into reading into things any way you want, like, you know.
Yeah, but you think maybe it's because he knows exactly what they can bring to the team and he wants to see what the rest of the lads can bring.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean,
does
he have any inclination to start Luke Desmond at any stage, you know?
We played again for the under-19s again the other day, actually. So we kind of conscious that you don't want to burn them out. And if they're in the semi-finals, if the under-19s are in the semi-finals of the cup, then, you know, if I was, we'd be kind of going, you know, maybe just give Luke Desmond. You keep him focused on the under-19s, or you want to kind of just see a small bit more of him on the senior team, is it?
Well, no, I'm just thinking, like, from with 2 games left and nothing to play for. What's Colin's thought process like, you know?
Wayne, what do you think Wayne Collins' thought process is going to be for Friday night?
Momentum, I think, is key now at the minute. So I think he's got to start the same 11, or as close as possible you can. Because it is momentum. We've 2 games left, and they don't really mean shit. But they could be key to building into a run for next season. Because when Fenn took over, and when he took over, they lost a lot of their first few games the previous season, and it did run into the next season. So winning 3 in a row here could be huge for us next season. So I would go with the same team. And if it's a case of Morrissey's here or not here next season, I'd still give him a run. One out of get him ready for next season if he's not here. A couple of last games for respect-wise, I'd give him a run out.
Okay. Decky, anything else to pick up on the UCD game for Friday night?
No, as I said, we do need to win the game. Psychologically, for the younger players, we need to win the game. And you know what? Even if we don't win it, I think we just need to perform and put in a good performance and go up there. And like, UCD aren't in great form either. I mean, their last time out, they lost to Wexford, you know, 2-1 in Ferry Carrick Park. So
yeah,
we shouldn't have any fear. We shouldn't have any fear going up there. Like, I mean, just go up there, play our ball, put in a performance and win the game.
Okay, okay. We're going to go with predictions, Wayne.
2-1, Cork City.
2-1 to Cork City. So you're more confident going to this game than Wexford game. Okay, yeah, that's no problem. Declan, your prediction, please.
2-0 City.
I can tell you, lads, because of my 4-0 prediction last week as well, I am now joined top at Wayne.
But that wasn't a prediction. That was just a charity bet.
I said 4-0.
So you have the forfeit in the season if you don't get your shit in gear.
I'm going to go. I'm going to go with. Let me think. I'm going to go 3-1 Cork City. Okay, 3-1 Cork City. Nothing for charity. Nothing like that.
I'll tell you what.
3-1 Cork City. If it is, I'll present next show's week, next week's show, as a Caribbean man. Okay,
the whole show.
So that's what I will do. The whole show. Yeah, I will be Jamaica Damien.
Just give 200 quid to charity if they win.
200 quid.
Don't be such a miserable bastard.
Cheeky bastard.
But you know the worst thing? Had I put money on a 4-0 win the other night on the bookies to cover it? Sure, I would be uploading. I would be laughing.
Like, yeah, you'd be uploading some money, yeah.
I would, yeah. But I didn't, which made it, which stung.
Poor charity you're going to lose out, like.
Ah, sure, it's great. Just before we move on to the quiz, actually.
The Other Three Amigos, Cock Up of the Week.
So not so much our Cock Up of the Week, but I have to just highlight Rory Sweeney. And he's amazing cock up heading to Azerbaijan with the Ireland team, with the Ireland fans, when he messaged the hotel and said, is your bar open 24 hours? And they said, yes, it is open 24 hours. So they all went over there. They all booked in. They all arrived. Turns out the bar was only open until 2400 hours. So there was no 24 hour bar. Up to 100 fans booked into the place. And basically... I was reading the story. So Cork City fan Rory Sweeney, you've got a cock of the week, which will never be beaten by any of us, I don't think. It was brilliant. I loved it. Did you see that, lads, in the papers? Yeah.
Oh yeah, sure. It was all over Twitter.
It was great, wasn't it? It was great.
That was funny. It was funny.
See, I'm suspicious.
Oh! Now, I will say that people were disgusted with your performances last week. They were disgusted. They said, how in the name of God could they only answer like 10 of those 59 sign-ins? Okay. You remember a couple of weeks ago, we gave you the jersey numbers. They asked you to name every player has worn that jersey since 2010. We're going to do part two of that. Going to give you 3 jersey numbers. And I want you to name as many of the players who've worn that jersey since 2010. Okay, so I'm going to give you number 2.
Let me write down these numbers.
3. Yep. 2, 3, and 8. All past players since 2010 who've worn those jerseys. 2, 3, and 8. Who's going first this week, actually? Is it Wayne? No, Decky, you're going first this week. I know you enjoyed this one the last time. Remember the whole Alan Bennett one?
The only thing is, if I'm going first, I know I have one correct anyway.
2, 3, and 8. Okay. Right, Wayne, you ready?
No, I'm trying to think of names.
No. Yeah, okay, but you're ready.
Number,
you're done.
Numbers only.
Okay. Decky, you're ready? Take it away, Declan McCormack. Yeah. Go.
Alan Bennett.
Ronan Hurley.
Sorry, since 2010, I'm completely fuffled. No.
2, 3, or 8?
Couldn't even tell you who's wearing 2 this year, like. Genuinely couldn't tell.
Sorry, you're out of time. Wayne, give me one.
Well, just give me a wrong answer so we can continue.
No, because he won't have another right answer. There's no point.
Ian Turner.
Yes, Ian Turner wins you the quiz this week. It is now 6-1, Wayne. It does look like you may win this for the season. I can tell you, Eunice Cargill, Colin Horgan, sorry, Colm Horgan, Charlie Fleming, Danny Kane, John Kavanagh, Danny Murphy, Ian Turner, John Kavanagh, sorry, where am I? Danny Murphy, Dave Rogers, John Mead, Gavin Kavanagh, Caelan Spillane, Kian Coleman, Conor McCormack, Gavin Houlihan, Darren Murphy, Shane Duggan, George O'Callaghan, and Dave Warren would have been correct answers in this week's quiz. Now you're kicking yourself.
I had Danny Murphy. I had Danny Murphy.
Danny Murphy was 33 when he came back, wasn't he?
2010, so it can't be. So I can't say Danny Murphy, you know?
No, Danny Murphy was number 33 number two. When he came back, wasn't he?
Number two.
Oh, was he? Okay. All right.
Danny Murphy wore number two in the 13-14 season. Though, I'm expecting someone to pull me up on that. I guarantee you someone's going to be like, you're wrong again, Damien. If I'm wrong again, it means I can no longer host these quizzes. Because I'm shit.
Well, no, you should do it next
suit
year.
Me down to the ground. Suit me down to the ground anyway, I'll be honest with you.
Do you know what, though? Do you know next season we might just do like a wider range of stuff, Deck? Okay, so don't worry about it. All right. Right, questions for the lads. A couple of questions came in. Just a well done to the club for bring a child for a Euro. It was great. It was great to see so many fathers and sons, daughters at the game. Hopefully more of this next season. And big shout out to the fans who turned up just under 2,000. For a nothing match, it says here, against a team bottom of the league. Declan, how did you think the promotion went? And I didn't think they'd look like there was 1,800 people at the match, to be honest with you. I was surprised when I heard the attendance.
Yeah, I thought it worked well, to be honest with you. I don't know, in my own head, I thought there'd be about 1,000 there max, you know. And
yeah,
you walked in and there was kids everywhere. Like, that was the thing. And I see somebody there saying that there was only 100 kids there or so. Like, Donegal was full of kids. And their fathers, you know, their parents with them, like, you know, and it definitely works. So fair play to the club for that, you know. And it was a fixture as well, as that person has pointed out, where it was bottom of the table, you know. It's not like you were robbing yourself by giving a discount. You actually made money by encouraging people to come out, you know, and bring the kids and whatnot. So
did you buy any?
Well anyway, so fair play. I didn't buy any. I just swapped a couple of. I swapped a few, but I didn't buy any.
Gordon Walker, Scotty.
What? Legend.
What's going on? Who's got something on Gordon?
Don't treat me anyway.
Declan, Gordon Walker.
Gordon Walker. We're talking about players maybe leaving, etc., etc. I'm hearing. I'm not saying Gordon Walker's leaving. Under any circumstances am I saying that, but I'm hearing Gordon Walker has a contract offer on the table from a well-established Premier Division club.
St. Pat's.
And it's now up to him. I'm not saying which club.
Shamrock Rovers?
Doesn't matter which club. Bowes? Doesn't matter.
Well-established.
It's not fair to Gordon to say the club, because these things probably should be, you know.
Dundalk?
I shouldn't know about this, you know, but I do, and I'm saying it there, and I'm trying UCD? To be fair to everybody.
Cameron Healy, Shells?
So a well-established Premier Division team have made a contract offer to Gordon Walker.
Break my heart.
This is what you're saying.
Yes.
That would be horrendous.
Gordon. Gordon.
He's not.
Will burn his jersey. Outside the cross.
No, he's not. He's actually Dublin.
He's actually a guy who would go. I think if he did go with the blessings of
absolutely a fair
most
Park City
supporters. You know,
he definitely deserves to test himself. Yeah. No, of course he does.
No,
he's been our best player all year. Just stop.
He needs to stay.
You got it
for one more year.
Gotta,
give us a year
and let them go. And
give
go
us a year. No. No, sorry. I can't have him leaving.
He was great again Friday night.
He was. And I apologise. If any of this is incorrect, I apologise to Gordon. I apologise to his family or whatnot, right? But, Gordon was out on trial under Neil Fenn and didn't get a contract or whatnot and went back to UCC. My understanding was when Colin took over, it was Gordon reached out to Colin Healy. Gordon rang Colin Healy and said, look, I want to play for Cork City. Will you give me a trial? And Colin said, yeah, come out for training for 2 weeks. And Gordon went out training for 2 weeks. And when the 2 weeks was up, Colin said, look, we'll extend it for another 2 weeks. And at the end of that 2 weeks, then he was given a contract for this season, you know. But we obviously at the start of the season, we've said we hadn't a pot to piss in, like, you know. So you can take from that what you will, like, you know. But I mean, the likes of Gordon Walker and these guys aren't earning massive money from their year with Cork City. So if a well-established Premier Division professional club has come in and offered him a contract for next year.
Can't you know, blame him.
For his own development and for his, you know, his own footballing ambitions and everything else. It's very, very hard to say no, and that's why I say I don't think any City supporter would begrudge him any kind of a move in any way, shape, or form.
I will begrudge him a move.
Yeah. No.
Okay. You know? So look, if that's complete bullshit, Mr. Walker, and your family, we do apologise. It will be a massive, it'll be cock up of the season, I would say, that we've literally, sold.
On the flip side, right? He could get a better contract here because Decky's beat them up. Yeah, so. Do you know what I mean?
I'm on 15%, right? Lads. Don't tell anybody. I haven't done a contract since Georgie came back from England. Remember that?
No. Monster Eric Dixon. I can't remember. Thoughts of this week's pod. Friday night was hugely encouraging for a number of reasons. Average age of starting 11 was barely over 21, with Coleman the far the oldest at 24. Another solid display from Harrington. Is he good enough to take number one spot next season? Very quickly, Wayne, is he ready to be number one next year?
Unless we can get someone like Ty Ryan, yes. But if we can get someone better, no, obviously.
He hasn't been tested yet, really, Declan, in terms of shot stopping and things like that, has he?
There hasn't been a shot on target yet in the two games. So you're asking about UCD Friday night. Just play with nine men and no centre halves.
But to be fair, there was a few high balls he was commanding, and he got them. He plucked them out, no problem to him.
Couldn't agree with you more, Wayne. And you know what he is as well? He's very, very quick off his line.
And his kicks, I think...
I haven't seen kicks since
Alec Ludzik.
You see the one he kicked off the back of Hakkinen's head? The free kick.
Did he?
Did you see that? No? We had a free kick. It was a goal kicker free kick, and Hakkinen was about 20 yards in front of him, and he thumped it off the back of Hakkinen's head.
That happened last year in the. It needs to be. That kick out, I think we were playing Middleton in the Munster Senior League Cup, actually. And that's why I reckon his goal kicks have got so much better this year, because he did try to clear one last year. And I think a Munster Senior League player or a Middleton player got it on the end of it and knocked it into the goal. So I was actually, when we were talking about his goal kicks last against whoever we were playing, Cabin Teely, I was thinking that going, he's after clearly learning, but there you go, boom, hitting Hakkinen in the back of the head.
Here's the thing. You can't beat breeding. Like, you cannot beat breeding.
I love it. It's great.
Beat who?
Like, he has... Be breeding.
Breeding.
Breeding, as in breeding, like.
Breeding.
His own man is his own man.
You're breeding dogs.
Like riding, like.
You're not breeding dogs, you're breeding little biscuits. You're breeding crumbs, like, you know. Forget
about
it.
The whole tone of it went
down. God almighty, like.
Lads, you can't beat riding, I tell you.
riding. Did you ever hear that phrase? You can't beat breeding.
As in,
like, his old man was a great goalkeeper, so he's going to be a great goalkeeper.
So you just say, like, forward, like, son. It's just easier.
Yeah. You can't be breeding, I tell you.
I don't get it.
Anyway.
1,800 for an effectively end-of-season dead rubber free hit is great, it says here. Again, I know Friday night was buy a quid for a quid, bring a kid for a quid. But I reckon there was hardly 100 kids there. So it shows we've got a core following of 2,000, which we can easily build on, get a winning good run, and we can grow to 2,000 to 2,500, which can have a huge knock-on effect on budget and team support atmosphere, similar to last Friday. Came in via private message there, so thank you for that. We're going to crack on. Let's finish up the pod, I think, with some last words. I'm going to head to you first this week. Wayne.
I have no last words.
You've none?
No, I just don't want it after last week. Let's just move on to Decky there.
You don't want to bring the pod down?
Well, no, because he was wrong. I'm not going to bring it up again. Like,
oh, God, no, forget it. Declan, do you have any last words?
So what's the point, like, you know? It was just like, you know, no. Look, do you know, actually, one thing just popped in my head here now, right? Nothing to do with any of that crap last week, don't worry. Shout out to the referee the other night from the Wexford game. Can't think of his name. That was Mark something. I thought that was his first time doing a League of Ireland game. And I thought, do you know what? No, he's a guard. So I fully expected him to be bashing yellow cards all over the place. Be a disciplinarian. But he wasn't. And I thought he had a great game. He was referee of the year in the Dublin AUL in 2019, was it? And then he was doing women's National League games last year and some this year. And that was his first step up into senior men's football in this country. And I just thought he had a good game. And saying, like, these are the kind of guys you want to develop, and these are the kind of guys you want to see stepping up, like, you know, who've done well in the AUL, have moved on to the women's game, done well there, and now they're coming into the men's game. So we give him enough of a hard time. So I just thought, when there was a guy who I thought did well, might as well give him a shout out and say fair play, you know.
I just want to say, like, Decade now, I know he's whatever his issue with guards is. I like guards, and they're really nice people. And, you know, I'm a fan of guards, just to clarify.
No issue with,
and I think it's because David's a fan of guards too, I think.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. So, guards, if you're listening, it's Declan McCormack, Boyne, County Cork. Okay. Keep an eye out. He burns up that Muller Road every day out there. my last words for me are just thanks, Dylan McGlade, and thanks to everyone that reminded me of my €100 loss this week. It was for a great cause, you know, it is what it is. But yeah, I'll leave you with my dreams again. 4-0 Cork City, €100 to charity.
Crowley looking for McGlade. Now he finds McGlade. Here's Dylan McGlade. Dylan McGlade, he's going to fancy this himself. He shoots, he scores! Dylan McGlade, we said it, Phil. We said he would probably get one tonight. And adds a fourth goal for Cork City here.
4-0 Cork City, €100 to charity.
He shoots, he scores! Dylan McGlade, and adds a fourth goal for Cork City here.
Bastards! 4-0 Cork City, €100 to charity.
Dylan McGlade, and adds a fourth goal for Cork City here.
It's only €100. You'd swear it was thousands, like.
It's only €100.
I think it's the principle of him not putting the bet on this week to back him up.
Yeah. We had totally forgotten about predictions, and it was like, oh, hang on, lads. The very end of the pod. Oh, Jesus, lads, we did no predictions. Oh, my big mouth.
Sure, if you asked in the WhatsApp, I'd have told you. No panic.
It's fine. Anyway, guys, thanks very much for joining us. Thank you, Toe Tapper, And we've got two left. Oh, actually, and next week's one is going to be really, really short because there's no match on the following week.
Yay! Oh, that's right. No match.
Yay. Will we change the quiz next week, Damien? Have some sort of like general football 90s quiz or something?
Yes, I love it.
Forget Cork City, like, just try something different. I'm bored of it.
Maybe. Okay, so no problem. We'll
90s
do that.
Football, right?
No, I can't. I'm not going to tell you what it is. But
how are we
going to tell you now?
Study for a decade of fucking football, like.
I can't tell you. Your specialist subject is the Lithuanian third division.
We should be those specialist subjects.
Oh my god, like that mastermind. Oh, I love it. Lance, I tell you what, right? If I was to ask you off the cuff, Declan, what would your specialist subject be if you were doing mastermind?
So you mean a non-soccer, just anything at all?
Football. Mine is the World Cup, anyway.
Specialist subject. I don't know. Everton 1995 to 2001 or something like that.
Everton. Would that be anything to do with Everton at all?
You shouldn't narrow it down so narrow, Decky, because you
95 to 2001. So any question based on Everton Football Club at all, like,
just leave it in general. Everton full stop.
Oh my god, it's just like 130 years of questions. I love it. And
no
Wayne,
glory,
what would your special?
No success, 90s
football.
Glory.
90s football or the World Cup.
90s football. 90s football is very general as
or
well.
Italian,
I mean,
90,
I'm gonna
group, Italian 90 group stages.
No, 90s
football. It's a decade of football, like, of every team.
90s football. So I can ask you something like, who won the MLS in 1992? Like, I mean,
it wasn't even invented then, but anyway.
Yeah, but what was it called back then?
You have to ask something like, you can't be asked, Decky, like, who was the first 18-year-old to play for Everton? Like, you know what I mean? Stupid.
So next week, right, we're going to do Toe Tap Mind. This is going to be called. Get to make a
this
new jingle.
This is just a chance for me to embarrass myself again.
Damon, you can't be doing, like, if you get one question wrong, it's over. It has to be 10 questions.
No. Yeah. So what you do is you'll get 30 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as possible. Yeah. Like a minute, like a Toe Tap Mind. Do you ever watch Mastermind?
Yeah, it's on it. Monday night, actually. It was on there for the last.
You could do Lord. You could do Blockbusters, or you could do Jeopardy, or
No. Listen, leave it with me. Leave it with me. Next week's quiz. Oh, hey. I love it. Adios, amigos.
Adios.
Adios.
The Other Three Amigos podcast with Damien Sheenan, Wayne Mullins, and Declan McCormack. Three lads, one podcast.